Our next guest this evening is truly extraordinary, believe me. His entire life could be said to be the physical wish fulfillment of maybe two-thirds of this planet. Nobody cares about the other third. He's from California. In business, he made himself a couple of million dollars. Then, he simply said goodbye to work and is spending the rest of his life using his cash to hang out at parties with the most famous people on the planet. And he has the photos to prove it, and now he's even looking for a wife, maybe from this country. So please luxuriate in the well-heeled dream of Mr. Paul Walton.
Where
your sister and your father, you see? Hello, Mom. It's going to be all of that.
Oh, there they are.
You see, everyone thought you were going to be some old crone of about 1,000 years old.
Well, sometimes they feel like it.
So you what's know? The deal? How did you... Let's pace this through and forgive my garishness. Yeah. How did you amass the money in the first place? What did you do?
I answered a little want ad in the paper for... It said part-time sales reps for new long-distance cell phone service called Sprint.
Knocking on doors?
My college campus. I set up a little card table... And I said, long distance calls, half price, free sign up today. And there it was. I signed up about 75 people.
How much per?
At that time, it was $15 per sale.
Wow.
So right there was over $1,000, more than a whole month of teaching school. And this teacher never came back from Christmas vacation.
So you eventually amassed, what, how much?
A couple million and some change.
So what years are we talking about?
We're talking about from 1982 to 86.
Okay, and what happened in 1986?
In 86, you know, I made more money than I'd ever dreamed of. So I figured this is the time. I've been working all my life, or, you know, teaching or going to college. Now's the time to start, you know, exploring the four corners of the earth and meet this girl in my dreams.
This photographing yourself with, like, major celebrities, how did that actually start?
Every year there's this wonderful festival in the south of France called Cannes.
Yeah.
The Cannes Film Festival. C-A-N-N-E-S. I hope I'm pronouncing
it right.
Well,
we know. It's
going
to be down the road. You're not going to know yet. You're spelling Brighton for us next. Okay. So the Cannes Film Festival,
And you meet all sorts of wonderful people. And that's where it really started. At the Cannes Film Festival.